mate. That's lovely.
Oh, here he is, my little sexy potato.
That was great. I had about 10 seconds of uninterrupted ear cleaning from you there. That was lovely.
Honestly, they are filthy.
How you doing?
Oh, on top of the world, sweetheart. How about you?
Yeah, much the same.
Having a great time.
I'm good. Yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, I picked up a cold of last week, but got like 9,000 new people.
He did fucking 7 minutes at uni, and he got a cold. Unbelievable. Imagine that. Turned up, got a cold, fucked off.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Not having
lovely.
It. I'm just going to sit.
I bet they were gagging for you to stay, to be fair. You're like the captain of everything there.
Not quite. But there aren't that many people, you know. It's only like 15 people do the MA, so they're always happy to have someone else.
Yeah, I bet they are. And what are you, what are you doing your major in? What are you...
Major? You're not American, bro.
What are you studying, bro?
I don't think you can do it. Not even in America you can do majors at MAs, but it's classics and ancient history.
You can do a fucking... What's your... Okay, that's what I'm trying to ask. What your specific thing is.
Yeah, a master of art in classics and ancient history.
Oh, sounds like a delightful little treat, doesn't it?
Sounds like a wonderful way to be unemployed, doesn't it?
It sounds like a fucking snoozeathon, mate.
Not if you want to be a master of arts, my brother. It's no shitty bachelor of arts for me. It's not good enough.
It's no fucking little doodle drawings, is it?
It's not. You're a master. Like. Oh. And I'm loving every minute of it. You get like access to postgrad common rooms and other cool stuff, which basically mean jack shit, but are quite fun.
Other cool stuff. I didn't know that was a cool thing.
Well, you never went to a school with a common room at all, did you? There was the playground, and that was it.
No, we were the commoners, just in a room. That was
So, but the common rooms are pretty good
normally.
Yeah, I think they call that detention. Juvenile detention, brother.
I mean, I had more of them than I did lessons, to be fair.
What? Detentions?
Yeah. I didn't go prison. Not saying I've had more fucking prison days than
I've had. Yeah, I've had more years in the slam than I did lessons. That's how hard I am.
That's how fucking chaos my life's been as a postman, mate.
Can you imagine how rough that would be going to actual juvenile detention?
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't imagine it's a good system to get into, to be honest.
They call it something else here, don't they? Young offenders or something, which just makes it sound like you've touched dogs or something. Yeah, that's it.
Like you've rubbed one too many goats. You're like, all right, mate.
Yeah,
let's go and get you corrected, shall we? Like you got you're visually impaired as opposed to mentally unwell.
That's right. Just go into Specsavers, juvenile correction.
Yeah.
Should have gone to Specsavers.
Brilliant. Yeah, a little banner above a HMP fucking whatever it is. Should have gone to Specsavers.
I've always wondered that, actually, is on like Supermax prisoners or not like that's Supermax is American, but like on maximum security prisoners. What do they do if they need glasses? Like, surely they have to make... Would they have to make them special glasses that they can't break? Well, yeah, because you can't give them a weapon, is what I'm saying.
Just don't give them glasses, I suppose. That's the answer, isn't it?
You're blind now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you...
That's the only reason they're in a maximum security. I see, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, they don't see that's ironic. Yeah, no, I don't know. Let me look it up, because that's a genuine thing.
Yeah,
it says that health in prison in the UK, you will be able to get free glasses or other things for your eyes if you need them. It's very helpful. Do you know what?
Right,
it's called Prison Reform Trust, right? And they've written it as if you're like, B-Tech English.
Yeah, right.
You'll get the free glasses! It's got more emojis than fucking words on it.
You know, you can write to prisoners in the US. Like, there's a service where you can... Like, become a prisoner's pen pal.
Yeah, I've seen things like that, because then you see these mental people that they've got into, like, a relationship with these blokes for, like, 30 years over pen and paper.
There's a whole TV show about it in America, actually. I've forgotten what it's called, but it's, like, relationships
like
in prison. No. It's often, like, it's either spouses or whatever that, and their other half is in prison, like male and female, or it is on the odd occasion people that have started a relationship whilst other person's in jail.
Sure.
It's pretty mad. I mean, that's brilliant, isn't it? How I Met Your Mother on death row.
Yeah. On the internet. Oh, what? On like Tinder or something? No. It was findmyjail.com.
Yeah, is it prisoners.uk.gov or something? Yeah. I think it was.
Lovely prisoners.gov. Brilliant.
Yeah. I've seen some hilarious things on Twitter where people are like reposted mugshots of fit women and like posted their, like what they're guilty of, and then a caption is just something like, I'm sure I can fix her.
Brilliant. So, sure, I'd still give it a go.
Yeah, you know, be like domestic abuse, burglary, possession of firearm, battery. And the caption would be like, whoa, she's a bit of all right, isn't she?
Damn, she's a like, baddie.
Yeah, like, bro, just go out and meet women.
She's a ride or die.
Yeah. Yeah, she chopped up her last boyfriend in little bits, but, you know, he probably had it coming.
Probably an arsehole, yeah.
You know what, actually, there's a list. Let me see if I can find it online of, like, the weirdest named American college football players. These are actual people's actual names. Here you go. General Booty.
I mean, that's incredible.
That's someone's natural name. Who's Kool-Aid McKinstry. Bearing in mind, these are all actual players, so they have to like check that this is their names, right? Pig Cage. The Coldest Crawford.
The Coldest. Imagine that. What a name.
Yeah. Booby Curry.
Brilliant.
Storm Duck.
That's quite
this,
cool.
It's one of my favourites.
Power Boogie, Ranger.
Boogie Knight. I think that's amazing. Boogie Knight.
They were born in the 70s.
Hot Rod Fitton.
Oh, I hope he likes cars.
This is Major Burns.
That's not good, is it?
Squirrel White.
Squirrel? What a name.
Yeah. Thunder Justice Keck.
Fuck off.
I mean, the list... The list goes on. Let me...
Thunder Justice. What? All right, Thunder.
Yeah, which one of those do you like? Do you prefer to be called Thunder or Justice, mate?
Yeah.
Is there a chat function in this? Oh, yeah.
What a typing job.
Yeah, there we go. I was just going to send you the link to it. Panda Askew.
Oh, these are college football names, I see. It's not to show they're not their real names.
No, they are. That's the thing. They're their actual registered names. I've looked this up. It became a whole thing online.
Cage.
They, well, you know, they do if they're on certain substances.
Thunder Justice is such a good name.
I think Pig Cage is still without equal.
Pig Cage. It's just a horrible name, isn't it? Storm Duck. Storm Duck cheers me up. It's just, can you imagine just a little duck knocking about in a puddle? That's all I can think of.
General Booty is unbelievable. Especially when you look at his picture.
General Booty.
Look at him. He's coming straight for you, isn't he?
Who's naming these children?
Sexual crimes.
Who's looking at him and going, oh, what do you want his name to be? General. What?
But that's like, a general that's like name. So many
no,
things.
No, general.
Yeah, I want. How do you spell that? General. Really? You're not taking the piss. You're actually general.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But they do that in America, don't they? They're like general major is like a fairly common first name. It's like the obsession with the that's how deep the psychological operation has gone. That the military industrial complex has had such a huge impact on baby names that people like name their child after military ranks. Like, what's next? Chief Petty Officer.
Just thinking of like nicknames for them, like. Little baby Lutie.
Chiefy.
The lieutenant.
Yeah, Jenny.
Little baby Lutie.
Jenny.
Fuck's sake. Yeah, Jenny. Jenny Ryle.
Cappy. That is horrible, isn't it?
It's ridiculous, really, though, isn't it?
But I do think, though, that if you're in the right place, like, everyone probably just doesn't bat an eyelid. Like, yeah, there'll be Harry, William, General, Kool-Aid, you know, Cration.
Kool-Aid.
And so, and people, like, just no one cares anymore. Like, It's probably just like late stage decay of moral, like societal fiber, because people have just stopped giving a shit. Like, it's so not, everything is just so not real. Like, it's such a dystopia that people have stopped caring. Oh, you want to name your you want to name your you actually want to name your child Thought Police? Yeah, go for it, mate.
Do it, mate. Yeah. Okay. Do it. And I tell you what, he's got freedom of speech.
I do actually think, yeah, he's got the right to vote as well. I do actually think that there's something to be said for that. Because, like, you go to, like, on the underground or something in London, and they'll have some strange happening going on. Someone's trying to eat a pigeon, like, raw.
Fuck.
Or something. And just no one... that was an actual thing that happened. And no one was batting an eyelid in that, because everyone's just so desensitized to really horrifying shit, because it's the only way that you can live in such a horrible place. I mean, it's like, basically, I mean,
especially,
you know,
on the tube.
Yeah, anything, it's like, goes. PTSD, but a mild form, like what they used to call shell shock. Like, you're so used to being in such a horrible place, just like, you know, some back end of London, that you're just used to seeing all this stuff. Like, just you know, desensitization. And I think that you can, like, kind of reflect that in the names. Like, when people start calling their children that stuff, they've just stopped actually living in the real world.
Yeah. Moving on. So I've got something different for the old podcast.
Oh yeah.
I've decided to look at a different story each week that the news hasn't particularly picked up on.
Good idea.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, I've got 50 here, so I'm just trying to choose one.
All right, where'd you find them?
Internet. Lots of browsing.
Right.
So do you know what this is one, right? So, on current progress, scientists estimate that the hole in the Earth's ozone layer will close by around 2070.
Yep.
Thoughts?
Well, it's been closing for, I think it's, what, 15 years now? I mean, it's repaired itself dramatically, and I can't remember what the reason for that was. It was industrial, but the other thing is that in China, in future you need to give me a heads up of what you want to talk about rather than just spring this on me.
Oh, I like this.
Because I know stuff about this. But I know that the ozone layer above China is still taking a heavy battering. Because if you look on it's India as well. Because if you look on the... It's interesting, though. Like, I think the three most polluted cities in the world are Lahore in Pakistan, New Delhi in India, and somewhere in China. I've forgotten where it begins with H. But, like, in the top 50 most polluted... No, it's not Hong Kong. The top 50 most polluted cities in the world. Like, of the top 20, I think 17 are in India.
Again, there's no shock because there's no regulation of anything.
Yeah, there's no policing of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is it top? They were only released these stats recently. Top 50 polluted cities in the world, BBC. I saw it on the BBC. 14 out of the world's most polluted 20 cities are in India.
Mad, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Mad. It's funny though, because...
are made up of China.
Like, you think of, I mean, on a grand scale, I think we're quite good as a country at things like recycling, and we're trying to move away from emissions and things like that, which is, you know, it all sort of works. But can you imagine with, I mean, like I said a couple of months ago, walking around London, you finish work for the day and you go home and you feel grimy, like it's still in the air. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine how you feel there?
Yeah.
Just constantly need a fucking shower. Just got out of the shower, you still fucking need one. Jesus.
I feel the same way about when I go to other countries in general, though. I mean, I won't lie.
Just feel filthy.
Well, no, I just mean capital cities, but because the air quality... Sir. I mean, this is because the air quality in the UK, we take for granted, is actually very, very good on the whole. Because we've accelerated past the Industrial Revolution, and also because it's still only about 3% of the UK's landmass is actually built on, but the rest of that landmass is all agricultural, or woodland, so it's all grass.
Yeah,
and because you're in the North Sea wind, the air moves.
Yeah, it's circulating.
So
we're not landlocked.
Yeah, whereas in India or something, when you're in inner city India, in like in the, there's just no breeze blowing the smog away.
Yeah, stale, isn't it?
And everything that is in the city is built on, everything around it is dirt, mostly, unless it's cultivated. Because that's the other thing. The land that's cultivated in the UK is pretty much 100% of it, whereas in India, so much land which is not cultivated. So it's not doing anything. It's not sucking any CO2 out of the air, and it's certainly not giving it back. But I know people harp on and on about the Amazon rainforest being like the lungs of the world. But it's not true. It's the oceans. It's ocean quality, ocean pollution, which is causing the most damage to our ecosystem and to the Earth's ability to repair itself. So, if I was going to pour money into anything, on this kind of whole Green New Deal business, I would be saying, right, get rid of the space program. All that money that we give. Either to the WHO or to any of those organizations that basically do jack shit, I'm afraid. They certainly don't do anything for us. I will take that money and I'll put it into fixing the oceans. Simple.
I mean, I agree with you. They could, I mean, even so, I mean, even without taking money from anything else, they've got money to, you know, it's not, it doesn't cost fucking trillions.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's right. It's, I mean, if...
I was going to say, it's one of those things that I think if, you know, like with cars moving electric and things like that, there's so many things happening on a daily basis that they're coming up with. Surely if they put their heads to it properly, they could clean the oceans in a matter of years.
Yeah.
It's just whether they want to or not.
Yeah, that's right. And it also forces you to face some very harsh truths, because it will require you to be punitive to certain parts of the world. And it seems like we're fine with being punitive to other parts of Europe. We don't really care about that. It's like the irony is there in France and the EU talking about invading what African country is it? Another African country, like going in to try and restore peace. And it's because of the uranium in that country. They don't want the uranium to fall into other hands. And also at the same time, they're criticizing Putin's assault on the Ukraine. I mean, it's exactly the same thing. You're just using a different reason to justify it.
Well, but that's exactly it. You're all suggesting that you're fighting for the right cause, but you're all under different flags. That's all it is. It just depends who you side
with. People will still die. You know, people will still die as a result of their actions.
Whether they're trying to do a good thing or not, it's the results that.
Yeah. When you push that red button, they die. Push the red button. You know, just something that bring it home and say, if you make this decision, thousands of people are going to die. Do you actually understand what that means?
But that's the thing. I don't think as people do. I think people are so far removed from. We've had this discussion before about being so far removed from the situation that they don't actually care about the outcome. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't affect them in the slightest. It's not my country. Couldn't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? And it's a real sad way to look at it. But
yeah, it is. The money that you could save by not engaging in war, I don't know how you'd quantify that, but I would have thought it would be more than enough, especially in, say, something like the amount of money that we've been cost by this war with Russia.
But then to know how much money they make from war, which is why wars keep occurring.
Yeah, but it's not the public. It's the public purse that suffers.
Yeah.
Not the individual. I mean, you know, for instance, Rishi Sunak's a good example, his wife. All of their business holdings in India have done very well through the war.
As would be expected, yeah.
Next.
Well, I think a lot of people treat Birmingham like it's the north. They just forget there's like 800 miles above it.
I mean, it is the north, to be fair, isn't it? Anything north of London's north to me.
But Birmingham isn't north of London, it's like it's west.
No, I mean, Birmingham's the Midlands, isn't it? That's what they class it as.
Yeah.
I've been to Coventry. That's pretty close to Birmingham, isn't it? Kov.
That's rough as well, because it was bombed to
honestly,
shit.
That's Stab Central, mate. They love it around there. They're licking knives. They've just got nothing better to do.
It is a horrible place, actually, Coventry. It's fairly unredeeming as well. Like the I went to the University of Warwick was an option for me, and they have they do have some really good departments there. But then I realised where I'd be living, and I thought, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, Stab Fest.
I'd rather not, actually.
No. I went there. Did I tell you that I went there to drop Rod moved there that I used to live with? But anyway, while we were up there, we went round the... They've got a World War One museum.
Yeah.
One of them. And it's right in the centre of town, which is very convenient for anyone that fancies a really old blade to stab people with.
Yeah, right.
It was bizarre because you go from, like, the town centre where they've got just pure druggies everywhere and, you know,
yeah,
fucking...
It
was like 10 o'clock in the morning. There's a geezer drinking like 3 or 4 cans of Tennent's. You know what I mean? Just doesn't give a shit.
That is rough.
Screaming
yeah.
in the middle of the street. And then you go into this like weird little sort of semi-posh museum where they're all sort of fancy and you've got to fucking pay £1 billion on the way in and whatever else.
Yeah.
And then you wander around. And it's really nice because there's only about 4 other people in there.
Yeah.
So we had a little trot around this museum. And then you get to the, like, there's like a bunker experience, right? Where it's essentially a pitch black room, and then it's like the Blitz.
Okay.
So you just got pure fucking bomb noises going off, and I thought this is PTSD at its finest. Like if it honestly, anyone over the age of 80 is dead in here. Like fuck,
they're actually just like they've just got a microphone in the high street, and they're just playing what's going on out there in the bunker. Yeah, that's all it is.
People are going, that's it's fucking rough. War zone, mate. Get your knives. Chaos in the streets. Fucking people robbing Basmati Rice again. Anyway, so did you see that they were talking about... I don't know where I read this, but they were going to 3D print houses on the moon?
No, I didn't see that. That sounds like some inspired piece of lunacy.
Absolute fucking nuts. They're taking 3D printers to the moon, legitimate, and then they're going to start the project of printing houses.
And they might be done in the next
30 years. I don't fucking know, mate. I just read the article. I didn't read any of the information on it.
It's incredible, isn't it? The NHS is suffering, what was it, like 13% of the population
pissing
is on
the NHS,
NHS waiting list. You know what, actually? Fuck your healthcare. We want to print houses on the moon. So, taxes.
But this is
please.
Exactly the thing. This is exactly the thing. Is that these fucking people, whoever's doing it, is going, I'm literally trying to escape this shithole. Like, I'll start my own colony. Fuck it. I'm going.
Yeah, like. Like you, NHS is not getting fixed, so I'm going to bleed you for everything you're worth, and I'm going.
Fucked. Yeah.
I'm going.
The world, mate, knacked. I'm going to go live on the moon, fuck it. That's what you want me to do. I'll take some tins of beans and I'm off. See you later.
This whole thing is not working for me. It's clapped. I'm off.
Just imagine, like Elon Musk job, just going, do you know what, lads? I think, fuck this. I've had enough.
Yeah. Fair's fair. We gave it a good go, but it is fucked.
Yeah.
So...
We've done nearly 3 billion years here, to be honest, and it's still shit, isn't it? See you later.
Two options now. Two options, yeah? Either you come with
Death
me, or
run.
You stay here.
Hunger Games. Climbing on top of each other
surprised.
For it.
Be like
it'd be like
Noah's Ark point two, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
If they said, lads, there's 50 seats on this, and this is it, the rest of the planet's getting binned, that would be it. It would be like the Purge. There'd just be people dying on the streets. And then no one would get in the seats anyway because his little 49 fucking posh mates would be in there. And that'd be it. They'd already taken off 2 weeks ago. Pre-recorded message, mate. They'd just kill themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? Don't even need to send any bombs off to it.
Yeah, shame for you boys, but we're already in space, so...
Yeah. We're orbiting. We're actually watching you with a big fucking telescope.
Yeah, that's right. Got popcorn up here and all.
3D printed.
Yeah, 3D printed popcorn. I did see that someone was talking about like a new form of generating protein, and they wanted to try and like 3D print steaks. And I was like, if Ted Kaczynski could see this, if the Unabomber could see that this is where we've gone, he would release a book, and the only line would be, "I was fucking right."
Legit. See?
The more, yeah, see? And you're saying this is better than me, you know, mailing some pipe bombs? I'm only half joking when I say that the more and more I understand about him and where we are now, the more I think that he was you know, mental, God. But he was a prophet. He wasn't just insane, he was a prophet.
Modern day. He spent a long time watching the telly! So I've been watching Clarkson's Farm.
Oh, you've finally been watching it.
Oh, fuck me. What a programme.
What a laugh that is.
Fuck me. Every time you think, like, oh, this is going to be a serious bit, and then he drives a tractor, like, through his fucking world. Just anything that can happen does. Fucked. I've got some sheep here, and then they just go nuts, and then he has to kill one, and then it's just fucked, like.
It's pretty diabolical, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's really good.
I've just got
as
far
anything else to say about it?
I've just got as far as that he's opening the shop, and I'd like to visit it, but I know how expensive it is, so I'm not that fussed. But I thought it was amazing that just the idea that he's selling all these spuds and that he's got the power of the internet, and that was it. He was selling fucking thousands and thousands of them. Fucking stay to it.
Well, people weren't bored. They didn't have anything to do in COVID, did they?
Well, no. No, exactly that. Pop down and buy some potatoes. Drive for hundreds of miles.
Why not?
But anyway, it's so far so good. The problem is that I really enjoy Jeremy Clarkson. As much as I think he's a gobshite, I do think he's quite funny. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he's hilarious.
And he's you know, he was a journalist from the beginning, wasn't he? So he is very,
very
with
articulate.
It. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. He's good with the way that he describes things and that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you learn to like him more, especially as you go on. I mean, I've never really had that much of a problem with him because I've always found many more people to be much more reprehensible. I mean, he said some dumb shit, but he's not raped children like some politicians.
Like most of the cabinet.
he's pretty low hanging fruit as far as outrage goes. Anyway, but yeah, especially as he clashes with his local government, honestly, you'll find a lot to empathise about with him.
I'll enjoy that. I am looking forward to it. Like I said, I've watched probably 3 or 4 episodes, but yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. How am I rating this? 9 spuds out of 10?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
9 acres out of 10.
9 acres. Brilliant.
I don't really have a book to talk about.
Oh no!
To be honest with you,
I have a book to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Holy fucking lemons! So, I don't know if you've read this. It's Stephen Hawking.
Brief answers
to the big questions.
Okay.
I'm about 3/4 of the way through it now. It's pretty good. I picked it up for free off of some lady that I was posting to.
That's always good.
So that was a start. Yeah, 100% I did. 100%. Yeah. I didn't even bother knocking on the door and asking. She left it outside. I went away with it. Still had a bookmark in it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll have that.
Reading it on a sunny day, she was. She came back out, made a cup of tea. She thought, hang on a fucking minute.
Where's the book gone?
My book's fucking run away. I never will know the meaning of fucking black holes. So anyway, I've actually really enjoyed it because he talks about things like black holes and he goes into some detail about his idea of like what's going to happen with the universe and whether there is life on other planets and things. And it's quite interesting. You know, it's nothing that you can't just Google and look up what he said, but it's the point that he's put it together. You know, it's a good read, to be fair. I enjoy things like that are factual, I suppose, as opposed to fiction.
Yeah, factual might be putting it a bit strong, but non-fiction.
Non-fiction rather than fiction. It's 70% opinion, 100% truth because he's a legend. Legend of the Steve. Anyway,
legend
8
of the
out of 10 parsecs.
He's great out on the. All right, okay. He's great out on the lash.
Oh, he was. What a wonder! Especially when you get to nab his wheelchair. Fuck me.
You get down Weatherspoons with him for a night out.
He's getting absolutely dribbled.
Oh wow!
Lovely job.
You went there. Yeah. You went there.
Well, if a man has to thicken his beer to drink it,
horrible thought, isn't it?
Yeah, Yeah. If he's got to freeze his beer and then be able to cut it up to have a go on it. Not ideal. Not an ideal night out, is it?
Beer popsicles.
Beer cubes. Yeah.
Oh,
fucking
yes.
Grow up, Stephen, you dick.
Stop being disabled, all right?
Yeah, yeah, you're not even that bad. Come on, fucking get
you're
up.
Making it shit for the rest of us.
Yeah, you got all that brain power, mate. Fix your fucking legs. Go on.
Yeah. Professor X this shit.
Oh, it's not good, is it? Bless him.
No.
Oh, rest in peace, fella.
On that bombshell.
Appreciate it.
That's the way we end it. Yeah.
Bye. See you later, Mr. Lover.